Narrated عمرو بن ميمون. I saw عمر بن الخطاب. May Allah be pleased with him. A few days before he was stabbed in المدينة. He was standing with حذيفة بن اليمان and عثمان بن حنيف, to whom he said, What have you done? Do you think that you have imposed more taxation on the land of السواد, i.e. Iraq, than it can bear? They replied, We have imposed on it what it can bear because of its great yield. Umar again said, Check whether you have imposed on the land what it cannot bear. They said, No, we haven't. Umar added, If Allah should keep me alive, I will let the widows of Iraq need no men to support them after me. But only 4 days had elapsed when he was stabbed to death. The day he was stabbed, I was standing, and there was nobody between me and him, i.e. Umar, except Abdullah ibn Abbas. Whenever Umar passed between the two rows, he would say, Stand in straight lines. When he saw no defect in the rows, he would go forward and start the salah, prayer, with takbir. He would recite Surah Yusuf, or An-Nahl, or the like in the first rak'ah, so that the people may have time to join the salah, prayer. As soon as he said takbir, I heard him saying, The dog has killed or eaten me. At the time he, i.e., the murderer, stabbed him. A non-Arab infidel proceeded on, carrying a double-edged knife, and stabbing all the persons he passed by on the right and left, till he stabbed 13 persons, out of whom 7 died. When one of the Muslims saw that, he threw a cloak on him. Realizing that he had been captured, the non-Arab infidel killed himself. Umar held the hand of Abdurrahman ibn Auf and let him lead the salah, prayer. Those who were standing by the side of Umar saw what I saw, but the people who were in the other parts of the mosque did not see anything, but they lost the voice of Umar, and they were saying, Subhanallah, Subhanallah, glorified be Allah. Abdurrahman ibn Auf led the people in a short salah, prayer. When they finished the salah, prayer, Umar said, O Ibn Abbas, find out who attacked me. Ibn Abbas kept on looking here and there for a short time and came to say, The slave of Al-Mughayra. On that Umar said, The craftsman? Ibn Abbas said, Yes. Umar said, May Allah curse him. I did not treat him unjustly. All the praises and thanks be to Allah, who has not caused me to die at the hands of a man who claims himself to be a Muslim. No doubt, you and your father, Abbas, used to love to have more non-Arab infidels in Al-Madinah. Al-Abbas had the greatest number of slaves. Ibn Abbas said to Umar, If you wish, we will do. He meant, If you wish, we will kill them. Umar said, You are mistaken, for you can't kill them after they have spoken your language, offered prayers towards your Qibla, and performed Hajj like yours. Then Umar was carried to his house, and we went along with him, and the people were as if they had never suffered any calamity before that day. Some said, Do not worry, he will be all right soon. Some said, We are afraid that he will die. Then an infusion of dates was brought to him and he drank it, but it came out of the wound of his belly. Then milk was brought to him and he drank it, and it also came out of his belly. The people realized that he would die. We went to him, and the people came, praising him. A young man came saying, O chief of the believers, receive the glad tidings from Allah to you, due to your company with Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, and your superiority in Islam, which you know. Then you became the ruler, i.e., Khalifa, and you ruled with justice, and finally you have been martyred. Umar said, I wish that all these privileges will counterbalance my shortcomings, so that I will neither lose nor gain anything. When the young man turned back to leave, his clothes seemed to be touching the ground. Umar said, "Call the young man back to me." When he came back, Umar said, "O son of my brother, lift your clothes, for this will keep your clothes clean and save you from the punishment of your Lord." Umar further said, "O Abdullah ibn Umar, see how much I am in debt to others." When the debt was checked, it amounted to approximately 86,000. Umar said, "If the property of Umar's family covers the debt, then pay the debt thereof. Otherwise, request it from Bani Adi ibn Ka'b, and if that too is not sufficient, ask for it from Quraysh tribe, and do not ask for it from anyone else, and pay this debt on my behalf." Umar then said to Abdullah, "Go to Aisha, mother of the believers, and say, 'Umar is paying his salutation to you,' but don't say, 'Chief of the believers,' because today I am not chief of the believers. And say, 'Umar ibn al-Khattab asks the permission to be buried with his two companions, i.e., the Prophet, peace be upon him, and Abu Bakr.'" Abdullah greeted Aisha and asked for the permission for entering, and then entered to her and found her sitting and weeping. He said to her, "Umar ibn al-Khattab is paying his salutations to you and asks the permission to be buried with his two companions." She said, "I had the idea of having this place for myself, but today I prefer Umar to myself." When he returned, it was said to Umar, "Abdullah ibn Umar has come." Umar said, "Make me sit up." Somebody supported him against his body, and Umar asked Abdullah, "What news do you have?" He said, "O chief of the believers, it is as you wish. She has given the permission." Umar said, "Praise be to Allah. There was nothing more important to me than this. So when I die, take me and greet Aisha and say, 'Umar ibn al-Khattab asks the permission to be buried with the Prophet, peace be upon him.' And if she gives the permission, bury me there. And if she refuses, then take me to the graveyard of the Muslims." Then Hafsa, the mother of the believers, the daughter of Umar, came with many other women walking with her. When we saw her, we went away. She went in to Umar and wept there for some time. When the men asked for permission to enter, she went into another place and we heard her weeping inside. The people said to Umar, "O chief of the believers, appoint a successor." Umar said, "I do not find anyone more suitable for the job than the following persons or group whom Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, had been pleased with before he died." Then Umar mentioned Ali, Uthman, Az-Zubayr, Talha, Sa'd, and Abdurrahman ibn Auf, and said, "Abdullah ibn Umar will be a witness to you, but he will have no share in the role. His being a witness will compensate him for not sharing the right of ruling. If Sa'd becomes the ruler, it will be all right. Otherwise, whoever becomes the ruler should seek his help, as I have not dismissed him because of incompetence or dishonesty." Umar added, "I recommend that my successor takes care of the early immigrants, to know their rights, and to protect their honor and sacred things. I also recommend that he be kind to the Ansar, who had lived in Al-Madinah before the immigrants, and belief had entered their hearts before them. I recommend that the ruler should accept the good of the righteous among them and excuse their wrongdoers, and I recommend that he should do good to all the people of the towns, Al-Ansar, as they are the protectors of Islam and the source of wealth and the source of annoyance to the enemy. I also recommend that nothing be taken from them except from their surplus with their consent. I also recommend that he do good to Al-Arab, Arab Bedouins, as they are the origin of the Arabs and the material of Islam. He should take from what is inferior amongst their properties and distribute that to the poor amongst them. I also recommend him concerning Allah's and His Messenger's protectees, i.e., Dhimmah, to fulfill their contracts and to fight for them and not to overburden them with what is beyond their ability. So when Umar expired, we carried him out and set out walking. Abdullah ibn Umar greeted Aisha and said, Umar ibn al-Khattab asks the permission. Aisha said, bring him in. He was brought in and buried beside his two companions. When he was buried, the group, recommended by him, held a meeting. Then Abdurrahman said, reduce the candidates for ruleship to three of you. Az-Zubayr said, I give up my right to Ali. Talha said, I give up my right to Uthman. Sa'd said, I give up my right to Abdurrahman ibn Auf. Abdurrahman then said to Uthman and Ali, now which of you is willing to give up his right of candidacy so that he may choose the better of the two, bearing in mind that Allah will be his witness and so will be Islam. So both the Shaykhs, i.e. Uthman and Ali, kept silent. Abdurrahman said, will you both leave this matter to me, and I take Allah as my witness that I will not choose but the better of you? They said, yes. So Abdurrahman took the hand of one of them, i.e. Ali, and said, you are related to Allah's Messenger, peace be upon him, and one of the earliest Muslims, as you know well. So I ask you by Allah to promise that if I select you as a ruler, you will do justice, and if I select Uthman as a ruler, you will listen to him and obey him. Then he took the other, i.e., Uthman, aside and said the same to him. When Abdurrahman secured their agreement to this covenant, he said, O Uthman, raise your hand. So he, i.e., Abdurrahman, gave him, i.e., Uthman, the bay'ah, pledge, and then Ali gave him the bay'ah, and then all the people of Al-Madinah gave him the bay'ah.